with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat some more.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. 9-9 today. Wow. This month is already flying by. I think with the Labor Day weekend being 1, 2, 3, and 4 of the, it kind of didn't even happen for me. You wake up and it's the 9th of September, months, but this is only 30 days, so we're a third of the way through, and it's like, wow, what happened? And
that's kind of how my life is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
More than a third of the way through.
Yeah.
Unless I live to 180.
Right, yeah, that ain't going to work for me either. That isn't going to work for me. But fall is in the air. I think that if you've listened to the Grilling Guys over the years, I think worth mentioning, we are in our 14th year now. We've started here in September. Thank you.
That's a lot of lying, man.
That's right. Yeah, and a lot of repeated stuff, but hopefully you haven't been listening to all the shows all 14 years.
Or hopefully you all have and you just want more.
Right, yeah. Or if you're like us, you just forget, so you got to say it again.
So the
right?
Tailgate cooks are coming with all the tailgating, and I mean, this time of year, football, it's inevitable. You're going to go to some tailgate parties, and I just thought that maybe prepping and the gear you need for tailgating would be a few things to talk about. Because
yeah.
It kind of depends on where you tailgate and what you want to bring to your guests.
Right.
Now, the easy way is just to cook stuff at home and bring it warm.
Right.
But I think it's more festive if you can whip out a grill at the tailgate.
Oh, yeah. And I have, for our work, my work, we're doing a Michigan State tailgate. And we do it when it's in East Lansing because the people that organize it are Spartan fans, alum, and they want to do it there. And it's a little easier than doing it in Ann Arbor because they've got connections and places to park.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, this is a full-on bring all the equipment thing. And
how are you going to get away with that? I thought they poo-pooed it.
No, it's you can't
hire a catering company.
Well, you have to hire one there, but you can bring anything you can carry in. You can't bring it in on a trailer behind the vehicle. So there's more than one way to skin a cat. First and foremost piece of equipment is, everybody's seen these little collapsible carts like they have them by the beach or wherever.
Wagons.
They're wagons. They've got fabric sides and bottoms, but maybe steel frame that collapses down or whatever. I've got two of those. Each one of them holds 300 pounds. That's what they're rated for. So I got the big sturdy ones, and I popped those down. And this year, I'm going to bring the pizza oven. Obviously, a new piece of equipment in my repertoire for this summer. We've been having a lot of fun with it. And so went over to Garrett's Appliance, got this pizza oven called a Gosney. And I've been working with it all summer, and I think I got it perfected. It's propane or wood. I'll obviously do propane at the tailgate. But the oven heats up, and the magic of this thing is that it heats the stone in the bottom, and that's where the thermometer is. So when the stone gets to 700 degrees, and it'll go to 1,000, but 1,000 is too much. It burns everything. But if I'm at about 650 or 700 degrees, you slide it, and it makes a 12-inch pizza.
So do you have a big pizza spatula?
Yeah, I've got, and that's one of the things I was going to talk about, is I got four of them now. Because it takes you longer to build a pizza than it does to cook a pizza in this thing. It's literally about 60 to 75 seconds, and you got to turn it a couple times.
So do you put cracked corn on it before you put your
dough
down?
No, cornmeal, maybe.
Yeah.
I've been using a kind of a flatbread pizza crust rather than a raw dough. I've got a baker. My daughter-in-law's father owns a bakery, and he makes flatbread pizza crust for me. They're maybe a quarter inch thick, and they've been baked for 2 minutes. Already, and he brings them to me in an oblong about the shape of a loaf of bread, but only a quarter inch thick, okay? And he par bakes these things, and then he freezes them for me in packages of 10. And you pull them out, thaw them, put them in there, they're crisp and great in that 60 to 75 seconds, and
they're pre-cooked when you get them.
Yeah, two minutes.
Somewhat.
Yeah, and he runs a perforator through them so that the heat comes up through and cooks all the ingredients. It's really a a cool thing. But anyway, if you don't have those, regular pizza crust would work, but it just takes a little bit longer because it's
raw
dough. Or
you can go up to Han Bakery up in Greenville.
Right, yeah, okay. And buy them because he sells them. And but anyway, I've got it perfected. I mean, we've done a half a dozen pizza parties where over the holiday weekend, last weekend, I did 26 pizzas in one night. And we just had a bunch of people over, and they kind of
fed
them twice.
That's a lot of cheese.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. And but the cool part is to the tailgating point, is that prep is the key. You can't use raw meats on something that only is in there 60 to 75 seconds.
Right.
Right? So
well, here's the other cool thing about what that is. That's a gas appliance.
Right.
So you don't have a bunch of coals to deal with when you're done.
That's right. It does take a while
to
cool down.
It's still hot, yeah.
Yeah, it takes a while to cool down, but... It is transportable. It's, you know, three little legs. It's a cool little deal. But prepping the meats, obviously pepperoni, you don't need to. Ham, you don't need to. But, you know, I dice the ham rather than use thin slices. Pepperoni or pepperoni. But your sausages, right? If you want chorizo, I'm going to talk about a little Mexican pizza recipe.
You want to brown that before
right,
you
Yeah,
do.
You want to brown it. You know, breakfast sausage or any kind of pizza sausage that
Italian.
You want on Italian,
yep.
Yeah. You want to brown
Which
all that
easy.
Stuff. Yep, chicken. That's another one that the family has been real, real interested in is chicken on their pizza. So
and white sauce then?
Yeah, or red, but mostly white. Yeah, but it's a. We did a Mexican pizza where we took black beans and pureed them with a little bit of garlic olive oil to make it a paste, and that's the base for the pizza. And then we took chicken that was cooked, jalapeno peppers. And chorizo sausage, and then put the cheese over the top. And
no
that.
Limits, man. The right. Rules are gone.
They are. They are. And
you know what you're going to do, you potlicker?
What's that?
You're going to talk about this stupid thing till I go and buy one, aren't you?
Right. Well, you know, I'm telling you, you would enjoy it because you can feed a lot of people.
I'm trying not to eat pizza.
Right. Well, you know, but there again, the cool part about this is you control the ingredients. What do you want on the thing? And so it's just been fun. I mean, I don't want to beat this horse too dead, but at the end of the day, great tailgate option.
Barely dead.
Right. It's a great tailgate option.
It looks a little, how do I say this? It looks a little like the legs are, you know, like it would fall over easily.
Not at all. They're stainless steel, and they lock in place. They for transporting, they fold in half and then fold again underneath the oven. The oven's a dome. It's about maybe 16, 18
Is
inches
it a
deep.
Tabletop thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then the gas unit kind of hooks on the back. You stick it up in and give it a quarter turn. And then the burner unit is on there, but it disassembles.
So it takes the little
travel.
Green tanks?
No. Mm-mm. Hooks right to the 20-pounder.
Oh.
Yep. Hooks right to the 20, but it sips gas.
Yeah.
It really doesn't use a lot of gas at all.
Right.
But it's very portable.
Doggone it. Now I got to
Can you put something that hot on your table without your wife yelling at you?
Absolutely, because the legs are like a foot long, so it's up off the table. And it's just sitting there on a tripod, three legs.
I think his wife yells at him.
I think he's worried about the pizza oven falling off.
You see him kind of wince a little bit, like he's going to get hit?
So the legs are a foot long.
Right.
And then so it's like a, I don't know what.
It looks like something from the Jetsons.
Right.
Okay? It's got this kind of teardrop, kind of rounded shape. It's futuristic looking. But kudos to you, man. That was a one thing you didn't have.
Right. But the other, you know, there's other uses for it, and we'll cover those at another time.
Sure,
it's designed to be a pizza oven, but you can char and sear and do a lot of stuff in there because it's
good.
Such a hot surface.
Good, I got a question for you.
All right, go ahead.
When we get back.
All right. So coming up next, we'll get out of Italy and the pizza ovens, and we'll get back into the backyard and the camp and start talking about things. But, hey, you'll like the pizza oven. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.